This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
It's hard to find worse Austin traffic than downtown right now during South by Southwest. So if you're going downtown, what's the best way to get around? KUT's Mose Bushell recruited three people to put it to the test in a race through the thick of the festival.
We met during the afternoon rush hour at Plaza Saltillo in East Austin. You'll hear the train there in the background. Each of our racers represented a different vehicle.
We have someone who's going to drive a car.
Woo!
This is Tom Buchel. Yeah, he's my brother.
Someone who's going to bike.
Yeehaw!
Katie De Hoyos was our cyclist.
And someone who's going to try this newer mobility option, the scooter.
The most hated vehicle on the street.
And this is Zach T. Bloom. Proud scooter guy.
I've got to ask Zach, do you scoot? Bro, do you even scoot?
I scoot, bro. It's the easiest way to get home when surge pricing is on.
I was referee, manning the start and finish lines and keeping time. The course would run through the boozy, beating heart of South by Southwest from Plaza Saltillo to the Convention Center, then up Congress to 6th Street and back to the plaza.
Does that seem reasonable, doable?
Yeah, totally, I'm in.
Sounds great.
Excellent.
But first, a little more about our volunteers. Like I said, Tom is my brother, but I promise I gave no special treatment. Katie, I didn't know before she volunteered, but it turns out bikes are kind of her thing.
I'm actually a league cycling instructor with the League of American Bicyclists.
She's also served on city bike and pedestrian advisory councils and is a fitness teacher and safe cycling advocate.
So I know the laws. I'm ready.
And Zach, well, we do know each other. I met him last year when he took up a challenge to only eat and drink what he could find for free at South By. Turned out there was a little more drink than eat in that experiment.
Everybody, go at your own speed. Don't endanger yourselves. I'm looking at you, Zach.
I got a helmet ready.
While Tom ran to get the car, Katie and Zach unlocked their rides. He was on one of those stand-up scooters. She chose an e-bike. And when Tom got back, we were ready.
One, two, three, go!
Off they go.
Oh no.
We have a cyclist.
All right. Staying in the bike lane.
Scooter person.
Got her behind me.
And a car.
The bike and the scooter are both pulled ahead to what may be an insurmountable lead.
Now to record their progress, I'd fitted each person with a clip-on microphone. I didn't hear any of this until after the race, but the audio reveals big differences in technique among the racers.
Up on 4th and Waller. Oh, the bike's catching up with me pretty quickly here.
Turn right onto 4th, look over my shoulder, signal, going right, make clear, I'm clear.
All right, I'm gaining back up on them and we're all approaching the stop sign on Waller.
Stop sign at 4th and Waller, she's gonna pass me here if I'm not careful. Slowing to a stop, looking both ways and going.
Ooh, the scooter kind of scooted that one. Didn't come to a complete stop at the sign.
I held the lead somehow.
He's living on the edge.
She got held up at that stop sign and I didn't.
Our scooter person is far ahead of me now.
Huge lead.
Now, before the race had started, we'd all taken odds on who was going to win. Bicycle was everybody's favorite. But with that early, questionable stop, Zach was actually the first to make it to the convention center. The car, we'd always known would probably be a loser. The question was, by how much? And soon after Zach pulled ahead, Tom hit some trouble with street closures.
As is common knowledge, 6th Street is closed between I-35 and Congress Avenue.
Now, we thought we had all this figured out.
I think I can take a left. Hey. Is this?
No.
Okay.
Reverse back.
Okay.
Go back over.
Sorry about that.
Tom was sent up I-35 looking for a street to get him back downtown. Meanwhile, as the other two neared 6th and Congress, Katie was gaining on Zach.
She's following us behind. We're in a little bit of a bind here.
But whenever she got closer, something would happen. There'd be a stop sign, a one-way street, a rule to follow.
Oop, we have to yield the right-of-way to people walking here at the crosswalks.
Or someone she'd stop to talk to.
I have to yield the right-of-way to you.
Zach was taking a different approach.
going on the sidewalk, ignoring the rules. She's not gonna like this, but I'm doing it.
Zach's going on the sidewalk, which is verboten here in Austin.
This won't win brownie points. Not gonna make friends with the pedestrians, but I'm gonna do what I had to do.
And back in the car, Tom was conceding defeat.
With the inability to move or accelerate the car at all, you can really engage in top-notch people watching. Yeah, we should just shut down all the roads down here.
Strangely enough, that was the same thing Katie was thinking at around the exact same time.
Like, it's not moving.
And Zach?
Let's go.
He was coming up on the finish line.
Woo! Wait, what? Is that Zach?
Yes, it is.
Zach is back. Woo!
Zach did the loop in 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
I won.
This is an upset.
Woo!
Oh my God.
I was just pacing saying this is an upset. I got him.
Katie arrived almost exactly a minute later.
Here she is.
All right. Come on over here out of the wind and we'll talk.
We huddled up and went over the race.
I cut down the sidewalk the wrong way. And
which
I mean,
it's illegal in Austin. Downtown. I promise you, it's against the
rules. Illegal-ish.
As you can tell, the race raised more questions than it answered. One, if Zach had paid better attention to the rules and etiquette, would he have been first?
I did what I had to do to win.
I just am like, I'm not gonna ride my bike, you know, on the sidewalk.
As things stood, it seemed like Zach came in first, while Katie chose the moral victory.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, second is the best.
Congratulations. Then, there was Tom. After a while, I decided to call him. Don't worry, he was talking hands-free.
Hey there.
Hey man, just checking in. How you doing?
It's pretty rough, man. It's pretty rough.
He had reached neither checkpoint and was at a standstill.
Look at these scooters just whizzing past me. This is really just rubbing it in, all these scooters that are just whizzing past. Oh, look at them go.
We decided he should just try to get back to me, and I would jog towards him to save time. So, in the end, we got some running in, too.
Hey!
You made it.
1 hour and 31 seconds later.
Not bad, man. Not bad.
Mose Mouchel, KUT News.